It could almost be a picture postcard of the Rhine. Goods barges chug up and down the river while children explore the pebbles on the bank. And yet, a closer look shows something else. For in most summers, much of this area would be submerged. But months of high temperatures and little or no rainfall have changed things.
What we see right now with the low water levels in rivers is the new normal, or it's even worse. The new normal will be even more extreme. We have seen a global temperature increase of 1.2 degrees on global average right now.
Seen from overhead, the situation is clear. This satellite image of nearby Düsseldorf shows the river now. This one, how it was in the same place 12 months ago.
If the science of what's happening is clear, the practical application of it is causing problems for many different companies, the shipping ones in particular, because they look at the Rhine as it is now and have real concerns about how deep it is and how easily they can navigate it.
And, crucially, how much each of their vessels can carry.
Ships bringing salt here from Heilbronn usually carry almost 2,200 tons. Now they're arriving with 600 tons, and that shows. The less water, the less cargo on the ships.
And in this year of war in Ukraine, there is another drawback. With Russian coal now embargoed across the EU, many companies have paid to ship a non-Russian alternative via the Rhine instead. But as the demand has risen, so the water levels to allow it to be delivered have dwindled. Right now, most shipping companies are concentrating on the near future. With autumn just weeks away, they expect its cooler, wetter weather to replenish the Rhine. But some scientists say that too could bring danger.
If it starts to rain on such dry soils, the water cannot infiltrate into the soil and we directly get surface runoff, and the water runs out of the system of our catchment and produces such flash floods as we know from California, for example.
The Rhine has run drier in summer before, but not often. It will have to rain a lot to return the river to its more normal state. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Cologne.